The top IGBTs, which in our representation are switches, are in the positive DC bus, and the lowers are in the negative DC bus. So when one of the top switches is closed, that motor phase and voltage then become positive. On the other hand, when one of the lower switches is closed, that motor phase and voltage then become negative. Therefore, by controlling the speed and sequence that those switches open and close, we can control the phases and frequency of our signal, zero, negative, or positive. It is important to note that VFD's output signal is a PWM signal, which turns out to be a rectangular waveform. This wave is crucial in the operation of a VFD, as it is this variable voltage and frequency that will enable the VFD to control the motor speed. The control processor of a VFD contains a program that is not typically user-accessible. However, there are many parameters and settings that can be adjusted and tuned for optimal VFD operation for each application where it's been used to meet specific motor and driven equipment specifications and needs. The following are common adjustable parameters and settings in a VFD. Tunable, proportional, integral, derivative, or PID. Minimum and maximum speed, and current limit, among many others. The number of parameters varies based on the level of complexity of the VFD. They can range from 50 to over 200 parameters.